You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's been a little over 2 weeks now since the Affordable Care Act officially kicked in. We wondered how many people have been able to enroll, how many are getting financial assistance to help pay for the plan, and what deadlines do we need to be aware of? Joining us once more is Don Hazard, who's director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare. It's one of four navigator agencies for the ACA. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services just reported 75,511 Michiganders have signed up for coverage since enrollment began October 1st. Now, we all know the website troubles really hurt enrollment figures at the beginning. Where do things stand now?
Well, the exciting thing about the enrollment figures that were just released a couple days ago is Michigan is at 100% of its projected enrollment rate. And that is particularly exciting when you think about the fact that the enrollment tool, which was healthcare.gov, wasn't working for two-thirds of the period of time. So essentially in about a month's time, we made up all that lost ground. And right now, Michigan is essentially at 100% of where we were projected to be. We're supposed to be a little north of 75,000 applications submitted. We're a little bit north of 75,000 applications. So the focus going forward is let's see if we can bump that up a little bit and help the national numbers as well as get more of our citizens enrolled.
Now, I have to wonder, when I was looking on healthcare.gov's health insurance blog, there were still a lot of comments on the comment thread from people who are venting about having problems with the website. This was the national healthcare.gov blog. So knowing that you and your team are working with consumers with the website every day, how fixed is healthcare.gov?
Oh, substantially fixed. In fact, if you look at a chart of the enrollment, it essentially takes off like a rocket about a month ago. When they did the reboot of the website, enrollment just absolutely takes off. So no question, there's pent-up demand. And now that the enrollment tool is working, we can meet that demand. Now, those individuals that had created accounts prior to the reboot, they continue to experience problems. Healthcare.gov has created a delete button to finally delete their old accounts so they can reset their accounts and get past those problems. So right now, error rates are less than 1% at healthcare.gov. So that's very good. That's very competitive with a private website as far as error rates. I would suggest for those individuals that are still having those problems, contact a navigator at enrollmichigan.com. Navigator will be happy to assist them at no charge.
Now, curious, the Obama administration released the kind of demographic information about ACA enrollment that we really didn't have up until now. And they're saying essentially most of the people signing up tend to be older and potentially not as healthy. So nationally, only 24% of those signing up are aged 18 to 34. And we've heard all along getting those healthy younger folks into the tent is so crucial to making this work. Can you tell us any idea how we're doing in Michigan in terms of getting younger people on board?
Sure. So as I indicated, we are at 100% of our target rate as far as applications submitted and approved. Where we need to make up some ground is with younger individuals. So only about 25% of those putting in applications are younger adults under the age of 35.
So we're kind of tracking with the national.
Sure. Yeah. We're tracking them too. And the problem there, of course, is younger Americans tend to be very tech savvy and they don't suffer tech fools lightly. And the fact that website was not ready to go, I think we lost a lot of those folks, and we need to get them back. And I think as word starts to get out that those issues were resolved, the website is working, we'll start to get those younger adults back. And especially as we approach the April 1 deadline, and there's more and more media coverage of the fact that we're approaching a hard deadline and that the website is working, we'll get those young adults back.
Is there any plan that you're aware of for outreach to these young folks and direct
marketing? Yeah, we are developing internal plans to get on college campuses and reach out to those individuals. It's going to be twofold. It's going to be addressing the concerns about the technical issues at healthcare.gov and make sure they understand those have been resolved, but also reinforcing the many benefits for young adults, like free contraceptive care for all of these programs. Underscoring those benefits that are of interest to that age group. That combination, I think, is what's going to recapture that group.
I'm speaking with Don Hazard, who's director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare. It's one of four navigator agencies for the Affordable Care Act, as we kind of get a temperature check and see how Michigan is doing in terms of getting folks signed up, and we find out we're basically at 100% of what the goal was. So that is good, but need more young people, because there is, I know, concern that if we don't see more young people involved, the insurers could raise premiums for 2015. So you're working on that. Curious as far as some questions that have come up with dental coverage. What's the situation? Because in reading headlines, it seems dental benefits are offered in some states but not in others. What's the situation in Michigan?
So the Affordable Care Act requires all health care plans to provide dental and vision coverage to children. So anyone under 18 is going to have dental and vision as a standard part of their coverage. Now, the law also allows states to determine on their own basis whether they would like to include adult dental as part of that standard coverage. Michigan decided not to. Now, we will go through that process. It's called the Essential Health Benefit process. We're going to go through that again in about a year. Hopefully, we'll have that conversation again, whether we should include adult dental in part of the basic coverage. But here in Michigan, we made the decision, state officials made the decision, that we're not going to have adult dental as part of our basic coverage. Now, the exception to all that, of course, would be those folks on the new Healthy Michigan program. Adult dental will be part of the new Healthy Michigan program, which starts April 1st for everyone under 138% of the federal poverty limit.
All right, so that takes care of that one. As far as getting financial assistance to help pay for their plan, I saw some figure that said about 85% of the 75,000 Michiganders who signed up got some financial assistance. Can you give us some idea how hard that was for people to piece together the financial assistance that they're entitled to with their application? Is that what you do as navigators?
Well, yeah, we help them figure that out. Mm-hmm. And there's really two types of assistance that's available to everyone. There are tax credits to reduce their monthly premium. So when they select a plan, these tax credits can be either applied monthly to reduce their monthly premium, or they can get it as a lump sum at the end of the year if they would prefer it that way. But there's an additional level of support, which is also there's assistance in your out-of-pocket payments. So, for example, if you would normally have a $15 copay to see a doctor, you may only have a $5 copay, for example. So you need to go to healthcare.gov and have a determination done to determine what levels of assistance are available to you.
And again, navigators like your agency can help people with that as well.
Be happy to help people. And of course, because of the technical issues that frustrated a lot of folks, and they gave up very early in the process. So hopefully now that it's working, some of those folks who we lost will come back and investigate. And one important improvement on the website is you don't have to create an account anymore to shop.
You can browse.
You can browse. You don't have to create an account. So just go to healthcare.gov. Shop around, look at the different plans. Just remember, the prices they're quoting you are without the tax credits. So that's just the sticker price. You have to actually apply to find out what the tax credits are available to reduce that monthly premium.
And remind us now, what's the next deadline coming up? What do we need to know?
Well, every month, you're going to have to be signed up by the 15th if you'd like your plan to start the following month. Okay. But the real hard deadline is April 1st. So as of April 1st, you no longer can go to healthcare.gov and access these tax credits to purchase private insurance, with the exception of if you have a life-changing event. So if you have a child, if you get laid off from your job, that sort of thing, then you can go at any point to healthcare.gov and access these tax credits and purchase insurance. But for everybody else, you have until April 1st. You have to have made your choice by April 1st and to access those tax credits. And again, if you haven't done that, you also potentially are susceptible to a fine up to 1% of your income.
Don Hazard, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.